Bob Thompson, incumbent, Bob4Council.ca, Facebook.com/Bob4Council, Instagram.com/Bob4Council. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes. 31 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Semi-retired. Sole proprietor, Rambling Feats Communications. Currently doing limited contract work. 1999 to 2016. Contract work with a number of local and regional farm and food organizations, including the Southern Vancouver Island Direct Farm Marketing Association, former editor, Farm Fresh Guide, Small Scale Food Processor Association, CRFAIR. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. Served as a councillor in Central Saanich, 1993-96, 2002-2008, 2014-present, 5 terms. Current term. Chair, OCP Advisory Committee. Chair, Economic Recovery Task Force Community Volunteer. Longtime association with the Peninsula Country Market and the North and South Saanich Agricultural Society, Saanich Fair. Promoted agriculture and farm events on the Saanich Peninsula 1999-2016. Former editor, Farm Fresh Guide. Organized and promoted Peninsula farm events including the Tour of Farms, North Saanich Flavor Trail, CRFAIR, Saanich Peninsula Harvest Feast. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I've lived in Saaniton for 30 years and watched this community evolve over time. I've always had an interest in how our community moves forward, with a fascination for planning. Council has developed an updated official community plan, OCP, and I would like to be on council to complete this process next term. I love problem solving and the challenge of seeking practical solutions to community concerns. There are several other key initiatives I would like to continue working on, including affordable housing, active transportation, agriculture, and community healthcare. What are your top 3 issues? We have a social responsibility to address housing needs. Provision of new housing opportunities through sensitive infill and densification is a challenge, but addressing affordability is critical. Pedestrians and cyclists have expressed concerns about safe travel on our roads. There is interest in reducing speed limits on neighborhood roads. I support implementation of our active transportation plan to help address these issues. The core of our community are the village centers of Saaniton and Brentwood, as well as the Keating Industrial Area. Council needs to create conditions for business and our villages to prosper. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? The rural nature of our community persists and agriculture is prospering in Central Saanich. More ALR land is in food production and a new generation of farmers is working and living on the land. We've managed to maintain our small-town character as neighborhoods evolve through careful planning and design, incorporating diverse and more affordable housing opportunities. We have met our climate change goals. Active transportation plans have been implemented. Fewer people are traveling by car, using a vastly improved transit network, walking and cycling. Our village centers and industrial area are robust and vibrant, providing a concentration of services for local residents. We have followed through with our reconciliation goals with First Nations and relationships among our communities are solid and respectful. What's one big idea you have for your community? My big idea is the realization of existing plans. Our active transportation plan and climate leadership plan provide templates for positive change and the direction we choose is ours. If we want to achieve our climate goals, then we need to reduce the impacts of transportation and development. We want fewer people traveling by car and more using other transportation modes. We need significant improvements in transit services. If we want more people to take the bus, then service must be more convenient. If we want more people to cycle, then we need to invest in safe bicycle routes. If we want more people to walk, then we need to review residential speed limits and budget for sidewalks and trails.